Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast with your host and money coach, Ms. Kalisha, CEO and founder of Ms. Tax Lady LLC, licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. And we are kicking off our season 2024 podcast season. And I'm here to share with you one of our biggest accomplishments thus far. Did you know that we are officially approaching our fifth year in business as a solo entrepreneur in the tax industry? You heard that right. I said we are officially approaching our fifth year. So again, that comes with a heart full of gratitude, because what I know is I could not have done it without all of you. So again, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for your support. I thank you for your time, and I thank you for trusting me, Ms. Tax Lady, with you and your financial future. I appreciate you all so much. Now, I'm pretty sure the first thing most of you all want to know is, when does the season begin? And as in years past, the season will begin on January 2nd, 2024. And again, unless something changes with the IRS, which could happen, that's probably going to be the starting date moving forward. Please also keep in mind that due to the PATH Act, any of us who have earned income credits, American Opportunity Credits, which would be your schooling credits for higher education, and those of us who have child tax credit, we will all be batched into that group that does not receive their refund until later in the season. That typically will happen somewhere around mid-February. IRS will typically open towards the end of January. So again, the season will begin on January 2nd. That is also when your advances will be eligible to submit your applications. And as always, yes, you will need your official W-2 or W-2s unless you are filing with Schedule C only, which is your self-employment. So again, season kickoff will be January 2nd. IRS will typically open around the end of January, and then mid-February is when the PATH Act refunds are typically set out. And I will just say this, last year they had, you know, a lot of expectations about delays and things like that because we were coming out of the COVID era, and a lot of the COVID credits that were released part of the American Rescue Plan expired last year. However, that is on a federal level, and I do keep in mind that I have clients that are in other states, and some have already asked questions about some things and information they've seen online regarding the upcoming season. So again, depending on where you live, what may be true for you may not be true for someone else that you know, because your state may be extending some of those credits from the COVID credits that we had, whereas other states have ended them altogether. So again, I'd like to just go over some of our accomplishments now that we are approaching our fifth year. Again, one of my largest accomplishments is that I stepped out on faith, of course, and decided to walk right on into Ms. Tax Lady as a solo entrepreneur, walking away from the franchise that I had managed for many years, which is how I met a lot of you. And again, that took a lot of faith, and it took more faith than it took fear, but I would be a fool if I sit here and told you that it came with no fear at all, because that is not true. But I'm so grateful that I did it. I've had such an inner peace since I've left the other place, and nothing brings me greater joy than to be here and to serve those of you who appreciate my time and my service, and it gives me no higher honor than to be there for you, to help you with your taxes, your real estate, your financial planning, your credit repair, all those things, because that gives us a leg up in the society that we are in when we know that the economy is still not fully back to recovery, but we are still in recovery mode. Having said that, another one of my major accomplishments is that in the first year of business, I did $1.1 million in refunds. And again, I will say $1.1 million in refunds. So to me, I have done my due diligence, and I have served my community well. And so that leads me into what's next for us. Well, we've talked before about expanding, We talked about educating you all on some other financial areas that don't seem to get enough time and attention, because I would like to leave a legacy behind of clients who are informed so that they can make the best financial decision available to them and their family. Remember, I always told you, protecting your family, your family funds and future. That is the main objective of Miss Tax Lady. So, of course, that doesn't mean we don't have any weaknesses, but we do believe that our strengths far outweigh our weaknesses. One of our weaknesses is that we just don't offer the holiday advances, and I don't really call that a weakness. I actually call it a smart business decision. That's an executive business decision that I've made in Miss Tax Lady not to do, simply because I've seen what it can lead to in the future. It comes with a lot of amending. It comes with a lot of delayed refunds. It comes with a lot of identity verification, which is unnecessary. And furthermore, your refund is typically inaccurate because what is on file with the Internal Revenue based on your employer will not match the information that is used for you that holiday loan, especially if you are not only filing with Schedule C, because those numbers are used to identify who you are as a taxpayer. Now, the strength of Miss Tax Lady is the fact that we are a smaller company that is women-led and minority-owned, and that gives me the greatest joy of all, which means I don't have to spend a lot of time competing with the larger companies, and that allows me to focus more time and attention on serving YOU. So again, if you are excited about the upcoming tax season, I want you to be sure to tag me in the post, share the radio broadcast, share the YouTube channel, invite someone to join us on a live call and things like that, so that they too can experience the brilliance of being a Miss Tax Lady client. And having said that, Miss Tax Lady is going to sign out now, because it is almost that time to jump into another podcast episode, and we're going to keep it rolling for season 2024. So I look forward to seeing you all soon. I will drop the link for our mobile app as soon as it's available. One other thing I did want to mention is that we are no longer in the Emmerich area where we were located for the last 2 years. I have closed that location, although I have not closed the business. So our address will still be the one that you've seen since we began, which is downtown Ipsy, and which will only be used for in-person appointments that, of course, as you all know me well enough to know, that those appointments are typically reserved for those with extenuating tax circumstances, such as identity theft. Maybe they've received some letters regarding some penalties, fees and assessments, things like that. That is typically when I do in-person appointments, because most of the other information that you all need, I try my best to share with you on a wide platform so that everybody can have the same information. So again, our phone number is still the same. You can always message me there at 734-221-3906. You can always email me at misstaxlady19@gmail.com. That's misstaxlady19@gmail.com. And again, be bold, be beautiful, be brilliant, and be thankable. Until next time, be well.